Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Yeah, like I was telling Tony, just having that respect, man, and maintaining that and earning that, you know, every snap, so because I could be gone. So just knowing that they got to come with it every play, I think that despite our circumstances, that's what we strive for as a defense.
That was Grant Delpit, safety for the Browns, reacting to the Ravens, saying that the Browns are the toughest defense they've faced. And he's like, well, you know, that's we want to bring our lunch pails every day. And despite our circumstances, he's saying we stink, but our defense is going to show up.
Well, you get no run support. I mean, you got to rely on special teams for scoring because you're not going to get much from your offense. You can't play from behind. Even if you steal a bunch of possessions, it's probably not going to be enough unless you're playing the Jets. Oh, wait, it wasn't even enough against the Jets. Supersize.
Wow.
I mean,
up your nose with a rubber hose.
I just think that's a tough ask for that defense. Like, I'm looking here, since the start of last season, the Cleveland Browns defense at home, 4.8 yards per play. That's fourth best in the NFL. They're giving up 95 total rushing yards per game at 3.6 yards per rush. That is best in the NFL. They're only allowing 293 passing yards per game when they're at home as a defense since the start of last season. They're second in the NFL on third down defense at home since the start of last season. Like, they're, I mean, it's a pretty legitimate home, in particular, defense. They get less than no help from the offense on the road. And the offense tends to turn the ball over a lot on the road, which puts the defense behind the eight ball. But, like, they've done the job on Derrick Henry pretty much his entire career. And Lamar hasn't exactly had easy street against them.
Yeah, poop game he played okay.
He did. There were a lot of points scored in that game. But if you go back to that week two game, Derrick Henry, 11 carries, 23 yards. Yep. Lamar Jackson, 2 carries for 13 yards. The Ravens did not run the football at all on the Browns. It's not as drastic as 2023, but it's still pretty significant, the home road splits. And you went back to last year, Jason, but just including this year, 3.3 yards per carry allowed at home, 3.8 on the road, which is still really good. But when you get into the passing, 4 passing touchdowns allowed compared to 12 on the road, 80.2 passer rating at home, 113.1 on the road. They haven't given up more than 20 points in any home game.
Yeah, Lamar in his career against the Browns, 14 games, 9 wins, 4 losses, 64% completions, 7.8 per attempt. He averages 182 passing yards per game, 100.3 passer rating, which is good, but it's not otherworldly by Lamar standards. 28 touchdowns to 8 interceptions. That's definitely not superb, but last 3 times, he has 8 passing touchdowns his last 3 games against them. No interceptions. So, but yeah, I mean, I'm just looking here. He's thrown for over 250 yards against the Browns. Two times in his career. He's played them 14 times.
He doesn't throw any picks anymore. I probably just jinxed him for Sunday. But Lamar does not throw interceptions anymore. What's he got, like five in his last year plus? It's insanity. More from Grant Delpit speaking to the media in Cleveland. It was asked if there's any advantage to facing Justin Fields the week before taking on Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we're familiar with Lamar. Familiar with the Ravens offense, and they're familiar with us, so... yeah, playing the zone read, some of the same techniques as last week. But at the end of the day, you know, Schwartz talked about it a little bit. I think this game is just about respect, you know. Despite how things is going, despite how, you know, what might be happening outside of the defense perspective, I think it's just like people know that the Browns are going to come with a great defense. And I think that's just upholding that standard and earning that respect every play.
What went unsaid there, but he's like, well, you know, one guy can throw and the other guy can't. So the zone read stuff is the mobile quarterback part of it, but Lamar actually can throw the football.
And look, the whole read option part of it, I don't know. I don't know how much of that is going to be in the cards. I don't know if this is going to be a big
Lamar
rush, keep him in the pocket. I think it's going to be more about trying to defend a bunch of tight ends 10 to 15 yards downfield and stopping Derrick Henry.
And also, I think it's kind of irrelevant that they just play Justin Fields, considering they play Lamar twice a year.
And Lamar, he said that, too. He goes, we know Lamar.
Lamar is not going to sneak up on the Browns.
Yeah.
We know the guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're familiar with his game.
More from Grant Delpit, who spoke to the media, I guess, yesterday. Talks about the difficulty stopping guys like Zay Flowers against a QB that can extend plays like Lamar.
It's annoying, man. It's very annoying. You just be running everywhere across the field, and, you know, you expect it to, you know, plaster until, you know, it's incomplete. So they're going to make a play or two. You know, Lamar going to skate the pocket, do some crazy stuff like we all seen. So, you know, we just got to do our best to stay close.
That's a good word for Zay Flowers. It's annoying because especially if Lamar's extending the play and Zay can run
he's
the way
pesky.
He does. Yes. Except you get frustrated.
Yeah. I mean, that guy with the, you know, coming across the face of a defense with some space and being able to move in 360-degree radius and knowing that he sees the game the same way the quarterback does, that's tricky. You know, look, I think this is going to come down to what do the Ravens do when it's 3rd and 3 from the Cleveland 15? What do they do when it's 2nd and goal from the Cleveland 7 or 8. Like, they've got to turn those opportunities into 7. And again, I'll say it again. I think that it's going to involve a lot of the tight ends. And, you know, to Baldy's point about the short yardage stuff, like, it doesn't, you know, we've kind of done it one way with the 260-pound back. Maybe there's time for a different approach.
I thought that was interesting, kind of alluding to Keaton Mitchell there.
Yeah.
Or Lamar on a keeper.
Lamar on a keeper, yeah.
Which looked like it was going to result in a touchdown.
Kid made a great play.
Yeah.
He got blocked, got back
awesome
up, flipped
play.
Him. By the way, Lamar Jackson speaking to the media right now. So if you're just tuning in, he did practice today. So he said he's fine. Everything's a go for Sunday. When we come back here on the program, we'll take a look at a couple of Ravens stories as we head into this week. Marlon Humphrey not going to play in this game. How big a loss is he for the next couple weeks? It sounds like he's going to miss 2 games. And also, the safety play has been excellent of late. How big a deal is that? We'll discuss in Purple Rain next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.